Okay, everybody say. I'm sorry we're having technical problems this morning because when you learn with the technology, unfortunately, sometimes you have to take the consequences. And we had no power, we had no internet here this morning, so I apologize. It just came on via a hotspot. So I hope you're with me. Okay, so I just want to see if we're able to get this focus so I can with you together. Okay, so if you scroll back here, I don't know, let's try to.
If the Rav is speaking, we do not hear you.
I don't know why. Can you hear me now?
I hear the Rav.
Can you hear me now? I'm using a
Yeah,
hotspot because
I'm fine.
I have no internet service here, so I would try to fight through this here just to get a Vartan, even though it would be best. Let me ask one of the two of you before you start recording this: is there any other availability a little bit later? Because we could do this, but it's not ideal. Not really, right? Sunday's a hard day.
It might be possible. I'm just not sure of my schedule yet.
Okay, fine. So let's try to get to our. If you scroll back here a little bit, you can hear me. I'll show you. No, you have to scroll back to the page here. So go ahead to the no. Go to the cover page. I want to show you. Just to give that. Take the Vart down. Back to the cover page. One more back. One more back. Okay, so here, if you see the Mishnah Gemara that we're going to talk about here is the Shaila, if an Ein Echad came and it was made that somebody was a Kohen Kosher, and then two Eidim came. And it were made that he's a claim puzzle, he's a cholo, because it was a Gerushin vibe. And then a fourth aide was Messiah to the first aide and said, in fact, he was kosher. So Lechaira, you should have be able to have a tziruf to make him kosher because the fourth aide in the mistaref was number one to have two aidim. But the Gemara says that this is a machlekes. Reb Shimon Hai Reb Elazar, Alach Maiskin, the Muslim of Uda Hai De Kainu. We have a third issue here, which is coming to decide the question, and that is Cheskas Avuhu. And the Gemara says, "Makabla Kail de Ben Grush Ben Chalutzu V'Chsinu V'Asayid Echad." So the Gemara here gives you a Metzius where there was a Said, there was a Cheskas Avasa, and then we have various mechanisms, Edis and Kail. Which take away. If you scroll down here a little bit, show you the top. You went too far. Just on the same page. As you can see, the kasha, the restraining mess in the sugya, why is he kasher? There's a subsidiary problem, something called zilusa de beidino. We worry that the psak of the bezdin will not be taken seriously if there are too many other mechanisms. Which are involved in putting them into kashrus and then bottling. But there's a more you say to stick a kasha in Hilchis Chazaka. The Rishonim ask, why are we being machshir the kain? The Lechaira, this trade. They have two Edom. If you add up all the Edom, two Edom say he's kasher. Two Edom will machish and say that he's pasul. This is the kasha that all the Rishonim ask started with Rashi. Now we can go to the Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi says, "Ananachtinan avasaskin avasbe treiber ben gerushu chutzu vachtin avasay dechad ramidin be dekainu." So the Gemara says, "Lekula al mitstarfen leidus." V'hachem b'meichas is lusa be dina. Really, why not? Why not add up one and four? Says Gemara, I'll tell you why we don't add 104, because it was lucid Medina. That's Rashi Kasha. But if you add up the Edis, really, it's a tray. Be Kasha tray, you know, because you have aid number 1 and 4 are being Makkish aid number 2 and 3. So really, that's a case of tray. Says Rashi, that's true. So we have two offsetting Edis. Well, communion Acheskas Kamaisa, that's Kinopi Eda Rishain. Shehu nema the kati ein iron the coil love iron coil is not sufficient to make iron. This is the way Rashi answers the kasha. Other Rishonim have a different approach. If you scroll down, I don't know, the scrolling process is a little bit. There you go on the right side. Vekula meidak lishmini the mitzarf leins the kasha treininu. This is the kasha that all Rishonim ask. Teretz Rashi. We go in the first chazaka, otherwise known as chazkas a'avasa. The signal p'aid rishain. The first aid put him into kashrus. She neman da'kati ein iron the kalav iron hu. Umidvarav atalamad says the Ran. From Rashi we learn to serve the chazkas a'avasa like mahanyale. Why not? Why should the chazkas a'avasa? The father claimed he was a kain. And the family was muhzak to be a kain all along. And that's called a chazakah of cheskas of vasei. It shouldn't be worse than any other chazakah, which is mevara suffik. But says the Ran, Rashi holds, it doesn't help. Chen kashv gam kain by Udidyan Malka, Kamesh Ksafti Lamala, where there was a irur on the pasul of Yanai. And why should the Cheskas of Us help? There is in such a case, Cheskas of Us does not help. The Ekshal of Ramban. The Kivin the Mechazak yet makes it bigger, whoever is in charge here. The Kivin the Chazaku Mechem Kayach Yedis Hiba, Leidifa Meidis Gufa. Vichi Osu Beitrei Upasli Enkain Chazak Klau. Dati Osu Beitrei Vamar Kainu Vasikna Vasu Beitrei Chinom Ben Rushna Chutzu Minema Uka Gavar Cheskas Kain. Avada Loi, we don't say that. So it's a form of prayer. Love chazakah. How can this be considered a chazakah? The only chazakah, this is not a chazakah which was established externally. This is a chazakah that was established exactly through the chazakah of the Edis. Since the Edis themselves are landlocked through tray, how could there be any validity to the Edis of the chazakah? And the Ran tells you, a Gemara in Cheskas Batim, where again this tray, Zemeshal Levaisai, Zemeshal Levaisai, Hayashel Vasev Achlech Zai, Zemeshal Levaisai, so we have tray. Vukrab Nachman Lara Becheskas Havasa. Hadar Hayasai Chsadeh Davasa, Vamal Nachman, Nach Tivakskin Lod, Luz Midul Lechashinan. Ask Rashi Akasha, well, I can see that, but it's not working, I'm sorry. Ask Rashi Akasha, why not? According to Rashi, after Ranakasha, my maskinale, Neima Arech, the Kaima, take him. It should be in Cheskas Avasa, similar to Kvarech Sinu, Apu Meidanakama. They were acceded into Edis through the first ones. The Yishaita, Hava Mehemet, at that point they were Neman. Shmamina, the Chazak, the Machus Edis, or Kagufishal Edis, Vlav Chazaku. So the Ran says, it's apparent you can't just create a chazaka this way. A chazaka which comes from Edis is like the goof of the Edis, and it's not considered to be a chazaka. Okay, let's go on. See how the other Shane deal with this. So Rabbi Chanan, right there, has a shy like this. In the sugya earlier, on Daf Yudalit, we had a question whether or not a chazaka for the aim is Mahani Labas. So the Shemaitza, the question says, what's the reason for cheske Mahani Labas? It's Mishum, Noid Machriya es a Suffolk. The Vada is Machriya de Suffolk. The Vada that there was a relationship to the mother. And now the question is, what did the mother status have? So we say the vada is machriya the suffix. If that's the case, Taisus pegbeis kusud kasu the gam cheskus mahani lebein. In this taisus, we have a similar chazaka of the father helping for the bein. Ve'ainir lari the cheskus a mahani gam liyanek the mashmacha mahainu the nan maskin lebish mcheskus avasa. So what's the difference in cheskus a mcheskus avasa? Chenim taisus reish pekler nairis lein kutim the kolchad mclin lebish cheskus avasa. He never becomes puzzle. The Reb Chanan says from this he said of Cheskas Av Mahani Lebein, we see that Cheskas Av Mahani Lebein is similar to Cheskas Av Mahani Lebas, even though they're not similar. There are all sorts of obvious differences. But says Rav Chanan, for this week in Bayis Yisai, that there is something called a chazaka of the parents, a mahani l'toyel doyseihem. This is the side of Rav Chanan says. Let's go further. I'll tell you another approach.
The
reason why a kusi is puzzle is because we assume that psulim got mixed into the kusi population. So mayesh leknas, why do we consider them to be Israelis? Namely, Isarai love shivchat bishakili. How can you charge them a knas? Maybe they're a shivcha, and therefore they shouldn't be subject to the ilchus knasis. Shmuel Dar Melech Amach Arayv. I'll say it's Arayv, but when it comes to money and knasis money, we shouldn't go bus Arayv. Phil the Rabbi, the Azal Iyu Daba Havle Kavua, Chakul Machsal Machsadami, therefore there's no Arayv. You all know what that means. Yesh Laimar, the Kol Achas Mukminula, Acheskas Avasa, each one. We put on the Cheskas Avasa. Hold on 1 second. The Taisus is this side. Chol echas minala acheskas avasa shayukutim. There's another side here, similar to what we saw earlier, called cheskas avasa, and each one of them were kutim. Af gavdin imsul leimak minala acheskasa. So therefore, we see how do you bifurcate this neamonis? Taisus says you do. Lini knas makminalu shaloye chayte nisker. We don't want a chayte. We don't want a who really was a puzzle to be nisgar to get a knas. So here you see that this chazaka of cheskas avase doesn't work. This is the kasha that Rav Shainim ask on this sugya and from this taisus. Keep on going. Yeah, let's shrink it here. So Taisus Rav Chanan deals with this, and he says the following way: the Cholach Memilach Cheskas Avasa. Behind it, even Shavi Hayakuti Chazak Shabanim Yikamaisai Kamay Leel Dafchavav. Marasugi. Here we have established that there's a principle that whatever the father, the parents are, the children are too. and I was sugya ben grusha suffik the mekunle becheskes aviv sheyakasher, and it's a parallel to cheskes eimahana labas. And now we have a third application. We got the knasos, whether we decide the shivcha is subject to assuming that she is kasher or not. So Rabbi Chanan says, what's the dimyon kasha? The hatein chasam befilhu cholo. Even in the case of Daf Chavav, our sugya, let's assume that he's a cholo. Everybody agrees that it's his son. The only shayich, the only kasha is on his status. The shayich look mebecheskes aviv. Avol hacha, here when we're being done whether this shivcha is rael knas or not. Im noyled mishivcha, if there's a birth here from a shivcha, ainly av klal. Devlab me shivcha kuvlab me behemadami. A shivcha halachically has the same din as a behema. And a behema doesn't have a father. There's no yachas to behemoth. Says Rabbi Chanan, there's no yachas to shvachas. There's no aviv at all. So Rabbi Chanan says, you can't just assume that in all cases, this chazaka is going to work. Okay, so now what we have here, Rabbi Say, is a question of how to apply this principle of cheskas avasa. Let's go further. One more. So if you go to the top of the Chodam, what we're learning from. It's the Eligah Shef Shmaitza. We're going to do one piece of Shmaitza here. And this will be the Sugya Vart that I want to concentrate this week. Ach the cheskes avu. What is the pshat in cheskes avu? Cheskes em ha-labas, we have a sugya. Where does cheskes avu come from? So said the Shmaitze, it comes from our sugya. I say, rachad v'achtinu ne'an y'achtinu v'an eskin l'kos of Rashi, v'kash a trevi trein, you know? Uka trei l'an trei v'ka cheskes kamaisa, the skin all right, rishay and yaman. V'aramban kos of Allah, which you saw on the run, v'ashom v'chal d'var d'var d'cheskes v'asu l'av chazok l'gabni day. Cheskas avasa doesn't work. Why? Given the side of the avu, well, cheskas avu, edus are not coming to say edus on the father. El ol avu the mesade. V'loy is chaverly high svar. Says the Ramban. Now, given the chazak of mikay chedus al edim ilu, the chazak that the father is kain only kasher only comes from his edim. It's one of the same. As you saw earlier, the Rabban's kasha. The Rashi ikle meimer the chazak du vado mahani mahani leil the stru for gabisade. This is the kasha the Rishonim ask in Rashi. Ad kan dire Rabbeinu Ramban. Ubchadushi ra'a kasav the ikre chazak the mukul hayach haskasin the mukul from bavudai the kainu. And achnami, we are going baser cheskes avaser. Mechein kasav chadusha Rashi the chazak the mukul haskasin the cheskes avu. Because the Edom are the same thing. The Edom come, the Chazaka comes from the Edom, so it's the same thing. So what is the Nemanis based on here? The Nemanis is based on Cheskas Avu. So the one who La Chazaka, Rabban's Kasha is right. A Chazaka which comes from Edis is not a Chazaka, it's Edis, and the Edis is Trey Betray. Says Rishmaitz, if that's the case, Im Kain, who are then leaning Suffolk Mamzer, but Midan Lavlan, Cheskas Imo, Ksher Lakol. Said the Shmaitz, as we said earlier, the chazaka of is a chazaka of a parent. L'charei there should be no difference in a father and mother. Again, Masai l'cheskes kasher sign a chazaka d'imei m'shamach mehem l'lemer kuti nesabar tutei l'hachshra v'lad kuti abo yisraelist v'lad kasher. Go to the top here. Okay, then he has a problem with the Peshua learns differently. So Rabbi Say, I think this is what we're going to take out of today's sugya, that there is, Rashi has, l'chaira, a shver svara. Rashi focusing on the trei v'trei says, we are mukminalei achazaka, says the Ramban, and the other Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ran, l'chaira, this is just the same thing, because the chazaka is coming, m'koyach edus. So why should we believe it? Say the Rishonim, the Chazaka is taken not from the Edis. The Chazaka is similar to a cheskes ema hanalabas, we have something called a chazaka of a child, a chazaka of a neilad, a chazaka of a family tree, a chazaka of something that one thing follows from the other, and therefore, if there is, in fact, an ability to establish kashrus in the father, like there is an ability to establish kashrus in the mother, it works. However, says Rabbi Chanan, the one place it may not work is in the case of a shivcha, where there is a lack of yachas completely, because there's no yachas to a shivcha, similar to there's no yachas to a behema, and therefore there it doesn't work. But according to the Shmaitza, we have an establishing this chazak, this yisoid of a cheskas noilad, cheska zaka, that somebody's nailed from a previous generation, but it has the same level of kashrus as the previous generation. This is the yisoid of the Rishonim, and this is what we're taking out for this week. If you scroll down here, just for Mara Mekayim's purposes, here you have. Let's go. This is a Chiddush of Reb Shimon. Okay, there's also something in Shari Yeshur in this. You can take a look at this. And a Chiddush of Reb Reuven. All the Rosh Hashivas have something on this. Let's take a look at just Reb Reuven's last paragraph. Now, you went too far. Went too far here. Go back to the Reb Reuven on the bottom. Left of the previous page. Okay, right there. Akush Ashniya Shabbatisis, Razim Subban Grushim and Chalutav Kafshal, a man may eat him the pustle behind the Chaskaf Lakshi, right? So Rabudin says, next page. Shalvain Sav Lapaisa Phil Magrusha, Nasa Ella Shmaja, the Kashas have a kilo, a Ben Yeshu, Tessus Kashas. Cheskas mishpacha debra kardevu. This is how Reb Reuven expresses it. Something called cheskas mishpacha. The son has the same status as the father. Chaz mentioned is bar psulei al taitan misafik. Ken gamayanai works for yanai too. So this is the site of this week's Lamdas Rabbi site. There's something called cheskas mishpacha. If there's a chazaka and a mishpacha, then we assume that the kashrus extends through the various generations. Okay, Rabbi Say, Yashar Koach, thank you very much. We had to overcome some technical difficulties, which we've been totally overcome, but the idol now has some blick here through the Rashi, and then the Ramban, and the Ran, Ucheluk and Rashi, and the beer of the Shemites and the Rashidis on the concept of Cheskas Mishpach. See you all next week, Mir Hashem. Hopefully the technical knowledge will be better. Yashar Koach, thank you. I'm going to be a couple of minutes late so I can get this all going.